Orlando's LGBT community is still absorbing the news of each person who was killed or wounded early Sunday morning, figuring out ways to support each other. One person coming to terms with it is Billy Maines. He's editor of Orlando's LGBT publication, Watermark. He talked to our colleague Ari Shapiro just a short walk from Pulse nightclub.
If I had asked you a week ago to describe the state of LGBT life in Orlando, what would you have said?
I think we would be elated about how things were moving forward in this city. We've been on the front end of all of the movements, the domestic partnership, the employee rights. We've been a very strong community. So this coming as it did was incredibly shocking. And, you know, not knowing exactly what went down, I'm infuriated by it because it seems to be a break in our stride, you know?
A break in our stride is a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
How big a break is it?
I don't know that it's a big enough break to register in any long-term way, but it's a tragic break in the sense that we are really concerned that this is the largest gun massacre in history or whatever we're hearing at this point. And it happened 2 blocks from my house, and 50 people are dead. I mean, it's very disturbing, and it's a lot of people. And it's a lot of people who had hopes and dreams, a lot of people who might have been out for the, I was looking at their ages, I mean, who might have been out for their first night at a gay bar, you know?
Because these were people who were 21 years old.
Right, and it's Pride Month. That's the part that hurts me the most. I'm a 44-year-old man. Seeing, you know, what I consider to be children have to face this is very disconcerting, and I want to do anything I can to help them.
Did you know anybody who was in Pulse?
No, I've finally figured out that everyone I knew was not in.
You say finally figured out.
Yeah,
it took a while.
It took a while. Doesn't make it any better that a bunch of 20-year-olds are dead, though. So I think our community is going to have a lot of healing to do at this point.
I'm sure there are people all over the country feeling like they want to do something. They want to make a gesture. They want to help in some way. Mm-hmm. Is there something you would tell those people?
Well, what we've seen are thousands of people online to give blood to save the lives of these people.
Yeah.
So I don't know that there's a charity set up yet. I know that they're discouraging vigils right now because we're afraid that maybe somebody might come out and do something again.
How does that make you feel?
Terrified. I mean, as a public figure, it makes me feel absolutely terrified. Even being here and being on national networks and whatever, it puts me in the spotlight then. And then I am Whitney Houston, the bodyguard, you know?
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm not trying to make light of it. But, I mean, that's the first thought that came to my mind.
Yeah. When's the last time you felt fear like that? Have you ever felt that in your life before?
Yes. I was shot by BB guns when I was a 20-something.
Out of
going
homophobia?
To gay bars. Yeah.
Really?
The whole, I don't want to say the F word, but, yeah, it was said. And
they
I
called
was shot
you homophobic names and shot
yes,
you with a BB
yes,
gun.
Yes.
And now 20-some years later, you're
right.
Afraid again.
I'm afraid again. I mean, the neighbor across the street from me has a Confederate flag on his truck, so I don't even know who people are anymore, frankly. I mean, I just don't. I mean, when I see something like what happened at Pulse, and we haven't gotten to the bottom of it yet, but when I see something like that, I know that there is a nagging problem in our cultural being, our sociocultural being, that needs to be addressed. And I don't know how to address it. I don't think anger is the way. I think that we have to tell people about people's lives. I mean, we'll do the hearts and minds things again.
Tell your own
yeah,
story.
Yeah. But it's terrifying. I mean, this literally is 2 blocks from my house. I mean, it happened. And my parents had to call me and ask me if I was alive. Like, that's the strangest call to get, you know? Terrifying.
Well, Billy Maines, thank you for speaking with us. I'm sorry it has to be on such an occasion, but I appreciate your time.
I hope to speak to you again sometime. Thank you.
That was Billy Maines, editor of Watermark, the LGBT publication in Orlando, talking to our colleague, Ari Shapiro.